And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 12th of April. The general synopsis at 1800. High Thames 1020 dissipating by 1800 Saturday. New low expected southeast Iceland 987 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at 0, south at 0. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne Dogger. South or southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Fisher, German Bight. West, backing south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Showers later, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest later, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southeasterly 4 or 5 at first in far southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 or 5 later except in southeast. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, thundery in Fitzroy. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later in Fastnet. Rain or showers, fog patches at first in Irish Sea. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Irish Sea. Shannon, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Rockall, cyclonic, becoming west 4 to 6. Rain then showers, moderate or good. Malin Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south, then veering west later 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, then west later 4 to 6. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, then south or southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, southwest backing east 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 2, fog, 100 metres, 1014, falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, 16 miles, 1012, falling. Lerwick, west 2, recent rain, 8 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 2, 11 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Aberdeen, calm, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 2, 22 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 1, 22 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 1, 1016, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 3, 2 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, 1015, falling slowly. Jersey, east by north 4, 15 miles, 1013, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 4, 5 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast 4, 16 miles, 1014, falling. Milford Haven, east northeast 1, 9 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Aberporth, south southeast 2, 15 miles, 1,015, falling. Valley, east by north 3, 11 miles, 1,015, falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 1, missed, 1,700 metres, 1,016, falling. Valentia, northeast by east 2, 8 miles, 1,015, falling. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, missed, 6 miles, 1,015, falling. Malin Head, south-southeast 1, 24 miles, 1,014, falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 4, 8 miles, 1,014, falling. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. High pressure over the United Kingdom will gradually dissipate through Saturday to allow Atlantic frontal systems to push in from the west. These will bring spells of rain and showers to the western half of the United Kingdom during Saturday daytime before spreading elsewhere overnight into Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, but variable at times in the Moray Firth, 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times later near Rattray Head and Cape Wrath. Mainly fair, occasional rain and showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly, then backing southerly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east 3 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable mainly east 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, fog patches at first near St David's Head. Moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first near St David's Head. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers for a time, fog patches at first near St David's Head. Moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first near St David's Head. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast, veering west or southwest later 2 to 4, then veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, east or southeast 2 or 3, veering south or southwest 3 or 4, increasing west or northwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Variable mainly south or southeast 2 to 4, becoming west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. variable, mainly southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in the North Channel, then veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less at times in shelter, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time. Drizzle and fog patches at first, becoming fair, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from me for tonight. Thanks for listening with me. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. And I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me. And in Manx, Evi.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Sydney and Toronto. Coming up on the programme, the end to another tumultuous week for shares, and a late boost on Wall Street based on Fed reassurance that they're going to support the markets. Also, British MPs recall for an emergency session to enable the government to take control of a Chinese-owned steelmaker. An agreement to try to control polluting emissions from ships. And when art meets danger, success in a campaign to have an Oscar for movie stunts.
So my kids are 18, 16 now, and I remember when they were 3 and 5 years old doing a march on the Academy with all our friends and families, and it goes back decades before that.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A US immigration judge has ruled that a student who led pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University in New York last year can be deported. The Trump administration claimed Mahmoud Khalil's activism was anti-Semitic. He denies this. Our correspondent John Sadworth explains what might happen next.
Mr. Khalil will, as those immigration proceedings now continue, be able to challenge them, arguing perhaps that his removal to Syria, the place of his birth, or perhaps to Algeria, another country where he holds citizenship, would put him at risk. But for his supporters, I think the real hope is in the separate federal proceedings taking place in the state of New Jersey. So this is a blow to their case. Mr. Khalil's lawyers saying that their worst fears have been borne out by today's decision, but it is far from over.
The Israeli army says it has killed two Palestinian gunmen during an exchange of fire in southern Gaza. The clash could mark a return to face-to-face fighting after Israel ended the ceasefire with Hamas almost a month ago. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Jerusalem.
While Israel has launched numerous airstrikes in Gaza over the past few weeks, killing more than 1,500 people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, there's been no acknowledged direct engagement on the ground between the two sides. Now, the IDF says it came under fire from what it called terrorists earlier on Friday, killing two and sustaining what it termed moderate injuries to one of its own soldiers. A statement said a third individual from the cell was killed after being targeted by a drone.
The White House has insisted that President Trump's tariffs will make the United States richer, despite the falling value of the US dollar. The currency dropped to a three-year low against the